This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I got to get a little personal here. I realized the other day that I haven't really kept y'all abreast of my bowel issues. You know, I've been having some bowel issues ever since I started radio. And, I haven't really kept you guys in the loop. And I think you guys should be really in the loop, you know, of my bowel loops and know what's going on. And I thought of you guys yesterday because I gave myself an enema. And this is kind of important to share with you guys with the whole enema issue. Because, okay, so first of all, this is what I've been dealing with. Okay, remember, my problem started for something really, really small. If I could go back and tell young people to, like, not do anything, I would probably do that. Because when you're young, you do something, and then all of a sudden you start getting older, and you're screwed. Okay, so basically, when I was in my 20s, okay, I was pretty skinny, and my tummy was really flat, and I felt like I had a tumor in me. And I would go up to doctors in medical school going, look at this, I think I have a tumor down there. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't see anything. So I decided to go to the gynecologist, and I went to the gynecologist at UCLA, and she didn't see anything, just maybe thought it was a cyst. And then I went to my doctor in Vegas, and she found it. She's like, you're right. You actually do have a tumor. We do a CAT scan, and it was a dermoid tumor, something that was benign, but at the time was reported to have like a 2% chance of turning malignant. So you get it taken out, which is appropriate. You need to do that. Okay? Could I have lived with it for a long time? I probably could have. And maybe in retrospect, you know, maybe I would have left it alone. But I had that taken out. And when I had it taken out, it was done laparoscopically. It was done through the belly button, which is exactly the way it needs to be done. That's exactly how, you know, you would do it. I'd rather it be laparoscopically with little cameras than, you know, a big, huge gash. Well, unfortunately, whenever you are, you know, undergo some sort of surgery, the muscle has to be either cut or moved aside or something, such that I ended up getting an umbilical hernia. So I had a hernia, this was years later after I gave birth, that pushed through the weakness in the wall where I had surgery through the belly button. Now, umbilical hernias happen to everybody, all right? Not everybody, but it happens. So you guys, you know, all of a sudden you have an outie when you've always had an innie, you know, and you're like, but I'm not even pregnant, why do I have an outie? You know, and then you could push it in. Well, it's an umbilical hernia. Well, my umbilical hernia kept getting worse. So I got it fixed, and I got this mesh put in, and mesh is kind of like a barrier, like a wall. And then about a few years later, I started having really, really bad bloating. And, you know, I kept looking pregnant. People are like, Dr. Dahlia, are you pregnant again? I go, no, that would entail my husband wanting to sleep with me. No, I'm not pregnant. So I go back, and I have another surgery. And this time, they said my hernia was, like, really bad. The muscle was, like, completely open. I had major diastasis, or my rectus abdominal muscle was, like, really, really weak. And they go, look, we're going to have to use that robot. And I told you guys about the robot, the Da Vinci robot. And I'm like, is the robot going to see me naked? They're like, yeah, but it's okay. They don't laugh. And put in a bigger mesh. So I got this mesh the size of a, you know, piece of school paper, right? 8x something, whatever. So I get that put in there. But I think, with the scar tissue and whatever, my bowel is still, like, acting up. So I get pretty constipated, and I don't mean to be constipated. I eat a lot of fruit. I do that mango thing. I'll even pop a raisin every now and then, but for some reason, I have issues. So I had to go to sleep last night, and I couldn't sleep because I felt like I really had to poop, but nothing was coming out. So I decided to go and use an enema. Now, I have apparently enemas are pretty cheap. These enemas you could get like four in a pack at Walmart. And so I'm like, well, that's great. You know, I have a brand new box of a four pack of enemas. So I go to take out the enema. And when you do an enema, you need to be lying down. But when you push the fluid of an enema in, it leaks out. So what I do is I go into, we have like a walk-in closet because I really don't want to be, you know, lying in my bed, you know, getting it messy or whatever. Because you're not going to poop out on anything. It's just there's a lot of liquid that comes out of these enema things. So I don't want to be on my bed making, you know, the mattress wet. So I get this big towel and I lie on the ground. And it's better to lie on your left side and then you insert the enema. But this is why I'm freaking out. Okay? The reason why I'm freaking out is I pull out the enema bottle, and there's a safety seal on it. There's like this plastic wrapping safety seal. Now, I've been using enemas for years. Not that that's a good thing to do, but I've been having bowel issues for a while. And it never had a safety seal. In fact, the top popped off really easily, which makes me wonder if the company had to decide to put a safety seal on an enema. That means they deemed the other ones maybe unsafe or at risk for being unsafe. Was somebody spiking my enema juice? I mean, that's some scary stuff. I've been using enemas for a year without a safety seal. Now, while I'm contemplating all this, I'm like, okay, I got to hurry. It's like 11 o'clock at night. You know, I got to get up and prep for the show, and I need to have clear bowel and whatever. So I tear off the enema paper safety sack or safety wrap. But I don't think I get it all. And the safety wrap is on the inserted, lubricated insert, two-part, right? And then you have the fluid. So I do the enema, and I think I got some of the safety wrap, and you guys know how sharp those edges are. And I think I got some of that safety wrap in there. Now, it should have all come out. Right? After you enemaize, you basically wait, you lie on your left side, you hold it as long as you can, then you run to the bathroom to poop. But I just have a feeling, because I didn't see any wrapper in the toilet, that I may still have wrap. Now, I have pretty crappy insurance because of Obamacare. And I don't even know if my gastroenterologist is even going to want to see me for something like this and how many thousands of dollars it's going to be to see if I have enema safety wrap. But now I'm just kind of sitting here going, you know, it's not going to navigate up, but it's just I don't want it cutting anything like an internal hemorrhoid because then I'm not going to get, I won't stop bleeding. I don't know what to do. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCGAI. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, day in and day out. I don't know how you listen to my show. But I thank you. All right, a lot of you guys have some real nice ink, right? You got some great tattoos. And now tattoos, they're not just little baby things that you put on your arms. I mean, people are tattooing their whole body. And we got some bad news. Apparently, there's a study coming out of Germany, and the European Synchrotron Radiation Facility published scientific reports saying that the ink or some of the toxic components of tattoo ink will leak into the body and travel, actually going into the lymph nodes. They say this is the first time that there is analytical evidence of the transport of various organic and inorganic pigments and toxic element impurities, as well as in-depth characterization, this is according to CMAG.US, of the pigments ex vivo in tattooed issues. Okay, so this is going to get a little scientific. Basically, Dr. Hiram Castillo, one of the authors, says when somebody wants to get a tattoo, they're often very careful in choosing a parlor where they use sterile needles that haven't been used previously, but nobody checks the chemical composition of the colors. Our study recommends that they should. All right? So a lot of us, we don't really know what... I don't have a tattoo. I don't. I've wanted to get one. It would probably be of Michael Fassbender, to be honest, you know? But I don't think my husband would go for that. But no, I don't have a tattoo. I think I'm too scared. I really don't want any, look, trust me, I've had needles with, you know, flu shots and all that. I don't know. I mean, I think the reason why I don't have a tattoo is because you need to, show off the tattoo. So if I had a tattoo on my breast, right? Then you would want to show off. I don't want to show off my breast. If I had a tattoo on my butt, I don't want to do that. Well, what about a tattoo on my leg? That would require me shaving my legs. And a lot of times my legs aren't shaved. Why would I show that to anybody? So, I kind of keep a lot of stuff covered. So that's me. But let's go back to this tattoo thing. According to this article, or the study, they say the reality is that little is known about the potential impurities in the color mixture applied to the skin. Most tattoo inks contain organic pigments, but they also contain preservatives and contaminants like nickel, chromium, manganese, or cobalt. And besides carbon black, and carbon black is, I guess, the most common ingredient used in tattoo inks, is titanium dioxide. It's a white pigment applied to create certain shades when mixed with colorants. Now, they say what ends up happening with these white tattoos is you could have delayed healing, skin elevation, itchy. And it's a consequence because of titanium dioxide. The titanium dioxide is also used in food additives, sunscreens, and other things like paint. Now, basically with these tattoo kinetics, in order for the ink to stick, it can't just be in the epidermis. Because the layers of your epidermis, the layers of your epidermis, you know, shed. So in order to make that tattoo stick, it's got to go deeper, deeper, deeper into the skin, like your dermis, which is why if you ever cut your skin, if you cut into the dermis, you'll scar. If you just cut the epidermis, it's superficial. So they say the hazards that derive from tattoos until now were only investigated by chemical analysis of the inks and degradation products in vitro, like, you know, looking in a lab, you know, outside of the human body. They said, we already knew that pigments from tattoos would travel to the lymph nodes because of visual evidence. The lymph nodes become tinted with the color of the tattoo. And it's the response of the body trying to clear out the tattoo. But what they didn't know is what happens in nano form. Okay? That maybe the particles at a micro level may act differently. And they want to know how nanoparticles react. So they say X-ray fluorescent measurements on ID21 allowed the team to locate titanium dioxide at the micro and nano range in the skin and in the lymph nodes. And remember, the lymph nodes are basically your sanitation system. The lymph nodes clear out and try to empty things from the skin and be able to dump it out later of the body. It's a lymphatic system is a very, very complex system, but it basically tries to clean out infection, which is why when you get a sore throat, you may have a swollen lymph node. And the reason why is because the body is trying to fight the infection and clear out the debris from the throat. So, they basically said they found a broad range of particles with up to several micrometers in size in the human skin and nanoparticles that transported to the lymph nodes. These nanoparticles could lead to chronic enlargement of the lymph nodes and lifelong exposure. Scientists also use the technique of Fourier transform infrared spectroscopy to assess biomolecular changes in the tissues in the proximity of the tattoo particles. And they said the scientists report strong evidence for both migration and the long-term depositing or the deposition of toxic elements in tattoo pigments. Now, what does that mean? Well, now we need to figure out what are the long-term tattoo pigments do? All right. You know, can tattoo pigments travel in the lymph node to parts of the body? And can those tattoo pigments, you know, cause you later to have cancer? Can tattoo pigments that travel cause a certain amount of inflammation that puts you at risk for heart attack or stroke? Now, you know, in the olden days, there was only a small subsect of the population that had tattoos. Tats, whatever you want to call them. And so that could be pretty easy to study. You know, look at people who, you know, were in Vietnam or, you know, World War II, and look at what they eventually, you know, succumbed to, you know, if they did pass or if they did end up having medical issues. And you could see if there was a higher level of those with a tattoo than those who weren't. You know, are there any populations that don't get tattoos? Well, in some religions, like the Jewish religion, you're not supposed to get a tattoo. I don't know if in the Muslim religion also you're not supposed to get a tattoo. But in our Bible, in the Old Testament, it talks about how you're not supposed to, mess with your skin. Actually, you aren't even supposed to put a blade to your face, which is why very religious Jews have beards. And so, you know, with us, we're not supposed to be doing things that could be caustic to our body. So I guess you could look at a bunch of Orthodox Jews and compare them to people, right, in Vietnam who all got tattoos and see what happened. But the problem is there's like so much, you know, there's so many differences, right? You know, Orthodox Jews, they also don't eat pork. So you don't know if maybe that could also help their heart or whatever. And I'm not saying if you have a tattoo, you're going to die or there's going to be something wrong. But, you know, we talk about chemicals and deposition of chemicals. And one of our listeners talks about, you know, the accumulation of chemicals. And he likes to call in and talk about that. But, you know, you just kind of wonder if there's certain things that we're doing to our bodies that may unfortunately be causing something down the line that we don't understand. Now, you know, there's a variety of reasons why people do tattoos. In the olden days, the markings, the skin markings, would kind of keep predators away. And so if you had a tattoo, it, you know, kind of made you look tougher. And, you know, it would, you know, it you know, beefed you up a little bit. Right? Now, people do tattoos because it's sexy. People do tattoos for the artistry. And I got to tell you, I mean, it's gorgeous. Well, there's a variety of things. You know, it's interesting. I told you guys about how, you know, when I was a medical student, we took care of a lot of World War II vets. Vietnam vets were still kind of too young to start coming to the VA and being as sick as they are. So we saw the majority of World War II vets, and most of their ink was very patriotic. It would be an American flag. One of the biggest tattoos I saw was a big bald eagle on somebody's back. And so back then, a tattoo, when you were in the military, was a sign of pride. It would allow other people to know that you were American. You know, if you were a prisoner of war and, you know, if you, you know, lost your shirt or whatever. But, you know, it was throughout the years, tattoos, there were, and even before that, a variety of other reasons for, you know, why tattoos were done. You know, and then you start to get the USO girls. And then as you went to the Korean War and Vietnam War, tattoos start to look more like skull and crossbones and women with big boobies. And, you know, people start to get a little bit more creative, a little bit more fun with the tattoos. And then, you know, now it's such art. I mean, there's such vibrant colors. The tattoo world has expanded to the point where body art is an art. It's a huge industry. But we don't have enough studies going, is this okay? You know, is that red pigment safe? Is that yellow pigment safe? You got a lot of black ink. This isn't a small, you know, this is over most of your back body surface area. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DELI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia AM, on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Speaking of Facebook, you could ask your questions there as well. We have a mother who writes that wants to be anonymous, does not want to call in. Although I would love to talk to you. I don't think anyone would recognize your voice. One of my Facebook followers is having issues with her 16-year-old son, who's getting drunk on the weekends. And she's worried about how he's getting home. He sneaks out. And she's having trouble keeping an eye on him because she and daddy are separated. And this stuff usually happens when the kid is with dad. I would be freaking out. See, I got two sons now. One 17 and one 14 and a half, about to turn 15. And if I thought that they were sneaking out and going drinking, getting drunk, I would be beside myself. You know, and what blows my mind is how many kids don't do this. Okay, I mean, I remember going to school, and I remember knowing that, you know, there was a bunch of people that would go to a party and get drunk. And I'm like, wow, parents must be stupid. you know? And I'm like, I wish my parents were stupid, because my parents, they wouldn't even let me out. They wouldn't even let me go to that party. I had to prove where I was going to be. They had to drop me off. They wouldn't let me use a car. They wouldn't even let me get a license. They were, and I thought my parents were ridiculous and horribly strict, and they were horribly strict, and I think they were ridiculous at times. I really do. There's a lot of things I wouldn't do that they did, but they were my parents, and, you know, I told you, you know, we had someone in the family that was, raped twice, gang raped, and so, you know, my family, you know, treated me probably a lot differently, you know, as a result of being scared that, you know, bad things could happen to me. But, you know, I remember just thinking when, you know, kids in high school were getting drunk and stupid and doing drugs, that, you know, boy, these parents, you know, they must be completely snowed or whatever. And I'm learning now as a parent that parents aren't that dumb. Okay? There's not a lot of dumb parents. I think there are parents out there that are okay with their teenagers drinking. And I'd like to talk to you guys about that. Why? Now, there was a case where a doctor, and I believe it was in my neck of the woods, I have to look it up, where what he did was he allowed the kids to drink in his house. And from what I understand, his thinking was, look, if you guys are going to get drunk, I'd rather it be here. You guys can crash here. This way you guys aren't driving. You're not doing stupid. I could keep an eye on you. Now, I think he got in trouble for contributing to the delinquency of minors, et cetera, and I think the kids got in trouble, and I'm not sure what happened with that. But I get his thinking. You know, if the kids are going to drink anyway and they're going to do stupid, might as well do it when I can watch it within our house and you don't have to travel anywhere. You could then do your stupid in a very confined, safe place. The problem is it's still stupid because these kids have, you know, they still have developing livers. They still have developing brains, and this idea that a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old or even a 15-year-old feels the need to get rip-roaring drunk, I guess the term now kids are saying is, I need to be gone. Gone? Like, gone meaning off this earth, suicide gone, or gone meaning you just need to be, you know, drunk or wasted. We called it wasted. You know, drunk. We called it wasted. I forgot what else we called it. I wouldn't remember. But anyway, are really all these parents stupid? Or are these parents allowing it to happen? You know, when my kid tells me he's going to go out with his friends, I want to know where. I check in with him by texting. All right, I never got the GPS on his car like I promised. Remember years ago I said I was going to do that because my husband said you could do that so you know where they are? I probably should do that now. But anyway, and, you know, I tell him no drinking. And I'm like, I'm going to check your breath. I'm going to be all over you like, you know, stunk on a skunk. And he's like, I'm not going to drink. I'm not stupid, Mom. You know, and I'm like, you're driving. Your friends aren't going to drive because if your friends get drunk and you can't get a hold of the car keys, you're stuck. And call me. I will not go to sleep until you come home. Now, luckily, my son's been smart. And when these parties do get bad, you know, he leaves. And good for him. And I'm glad. But I'm, you know, I mean, am I being stupid? You know, you wonder. You worry. And so, from what I hear, you know, some of these kids out there, they are just, I mean, like, okay, for example, I guess prom night, there was this big party. And everybody knew about this party, that there was supposed to be alcohol and all that. And I'm like, what? Okay, if everybody's talking about it and I'm hearing about it, aren't the parents hearing about it? No, the parents are going to be out of town. The parents are going to be out of town. So the kid is left alone on prom night? And who's watching the kid? That's another thing, too, that blows my mind. There are so many parents out there that leave their kids who are minors alone. Well, the kid drives, the kid. No, you don't let, the kid's a minor. Okay, when they're 18, maybe that's one thing. But the kid's a minor and you're going to leave the kid alone on a prom night? So from what I understand, the cops busted the party pretty early on. But, I'm under the impression, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking parents know gosh darn well what's going on. And they're telling themselves kids will be kids. And I'm like, well, then if kids will be kids, you know, gosh darn well, that they're going to drive drunk. Or they're going to get stupid and get into the car with somebody who goes, yeah, I'm fine. And that person's not fine. You know, if I were you, you know, who's not a kid and you know, who's middle-aged or whatever out there, don't drive around the streets Friday or Saturday night, because there are so many idiots out there driving drunk. And, you know, we've talked about drunk driving before, and, you know, it's a term that's always used, and it's a soundbite, and everybody always talks about that. But, I mean, you know, I'm really scared at, you know, what's going on, and I almost want these roads completely empty. So if these kids end up doing something stupid, which it sounds like they are because they got stupid parents, that they'll still be able to make it home safe. I mean, don't be a pedestrian. Don't walk the dog. You know, I mean, stay as clean, completely off the streets. And, you know, if you are a parent out there going, look, it's high school. Kids should enjoy high school. You know, I drank in high school, so they should drink in high school. You are a flippin' idiot. There is no reason your minor should be getting drunk. There is no reason they should be doing drugs. You really want that? I mean, you really want your kid overdosing before they're 20 years old? Why? So they could be cool? So their friends could like them? You know what high school friends and you know, high school people are like. They don't give a damn about you. So you could say you were at this party. So you could say that you were, you know, so you could say that you were, you know, one of the cool guys. So you could say that. Okay, well, you know, no. Okay, there's, you know, I went to 4 high schools because my folks moved around a lot. Right? And I was a dork. Okay, I made jokes. I made stupid jokes. I did my own thing. I wasn't the most popular. Do you think that affected me later in life, that I wasn't the most popular in school? No. Okay? I was able to still overcome. So any parents out there that let their kids drink because they want their kid to be cool and be with the cool crowd, you're an absolute idiot. And if your kids are drinking, you know, you need to stop that stuff. You need to ground them. You need to, you know, not let them drive. Take away their license. Alright, you know what, they could be Snapchatting stupid stuff. You know, how many of you guys have daughters and know that they're sitting there taking pictures of their breasts and Snapchatting it to people? And they're probably doing that more often when they drink. You think you want to let them drink now? Parents better be parents. The only way we're going to save the youth and make sure stupid stuff doesn't happen and make sure our kids don't get killed is parents being parents. That's your job. It's not your job to be a marketing rep or a doctor or a dentist. Your job is to be a parent. That comes first. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And you know what? Big thanks to everybody who helped out with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. The volunteers from Red Cross and Catholic Charities and Salvation Army and Goodwill and everybody out there, I mean, wow. I think the federal government has done an amazing job with Florida, with Texas Governor Abbott and his crew, and in Texas Governor Scott. Wow. Everybody really seems to have their poop together, and I am very, very impressed. Unfortunately, the Irma death toll in the United States has climbed to 12. The Florida Keys is now partially reopened to residents. We are being told that 12 people have died in the United States due to Irma. as it tore path of destruction across the Caribbean and then through Florida. 6.7 million people, from what I understand right now, are without power in five states. You see houses completely toppled over, trees, flags demolished, snapped power lines. The storm brought wind and rain, obviously, to the southeast, evacuated Floridans were in bumper-to-bumper traffic leaving, and now they're in bumper-to-bumper traffic to head home. Irma was downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone earlier today. It's now bringing heavy rain to the Carolinas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. From what we understand, Irma was located about 65 miles southwest of Atlanta early this morning. Now, the Florida Keys have been cut off from the mainland for days since Irma made landfall, and these islands are very, very low-lying. The Florida Keys, I mean, they are just, you know, gorgeous little, they're just so cute. The Florida Keys, they're really nice. They're, don't expect them to be, you know, Hawaiian islands or Caribbean islands by any means, but they're very, very cool, the Florida Keys. And, but unfortunately, they're very, very low-lying. And so when Category 4 hurricane hit, 130-mile-per-hour winds and a storm surge of 10 feet started to demolish a lot of them. And so Florida Governor Rick Scott said the storm left, quote, devastation on the Keys. They were under mandatory evacuation orders during Irma. One person had died in the Keys. And officials this morning opened up entry into the Upper Keys for residents of Key Largo, Tavernier, and Isla Morada, up to mile marker 73, allowing residents to return home and see the damage for themselves. So, apparently a lot of eager residents parked their cars along US 1, staying there through the night to make sure they could get into the Keys when access was granted. Sewage, power, and water remained out, according to Governor Scott. They say the Keys were under mandatory evacuation orders as Irma neared. Not everyone left. They estimate 10,000 people remained in the Florida Keys during the storm, according to the Miami Herald. And, we don't know, we still have no idea if some of them were injured, if some of them, drowned, or if they're okay. So it's still too early to tell. Cleanup efforts right now are underway. Miami Beach's iconic Ocean Drive is covered in sand, storm surge, and wind, littered with trees, street signs. But they believe that most, structures are going to be okay. Some business owners were able to remove their boards, preparing to reopen. And, when you think about these things, you're like, okay, 12 people dying is so devastating. And, thank God it wasn't worse. But you start looking at the economic damage of not only, all the damage of the trees and the buildings and, maybe structurally they look sound, but there could have been some major issues. We could have mold build up, et cetera. But you've had people that had to basically close down for almost a week and a half. And now they're hoping to reopen, and the population isn't down there yet. And even when the population does come, are they going to spend money? What are they going to buy? Well, they may buy food. They may buy supplies for the house, but, if it's a, basic retail store, what are they going to buy? Or are they going to spend the money that needs to be spent? Do they have the money to spend? So Irma moved north yesterday, bringing heavy rain. Georgia, South Carolina, wind gusts were still at about 64 miles per hour in Atlanta. And that was before the eye of the storm hit. And, you see flooding, et cetera, and Naples really got hit hard. I don't think we could say one city got hit worse than another, but Naples, recorded 142 mile per hour wind gusts. City saw nearly 12 inches of rain, 7-foot storm surge, and gusts reached about 94 miles per hour in Lakeland and then 90 miles per hour in Tampa Bay. So, we'll keep you guys posted. Hopefully we don't have any more fatalities. They say at least 7 people died of storm-related injuries in Florida. One person was killed in Monroe County, which includes the Florida Keys. The man was killed after he lost control of a truck that carried a generator as winds whipped at tropical storm strength. Again, I'm not sure why he didn't get his generator a week or two prior, but, I understand people panic. 2 others, a sheriff deputies and a corrections officer, died from a 2-car crash in the rain, which we talked about yesterday. This was about 60 miles inland from Sarasota. They were both coming off a 12-hour shift and ran into each other. In Winter Park near Orlando, a man was electrocuted by a downed power line. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators found him lying in the street. Another person died from carbon monoxide poisoning from improper use of a generator in Miami-Dade County. And then another one died while cutting fallen tree branches. Another car crash happened in Orange County in Central Florida. Three people have died in Georgia as a result of the storm. They say in Sandy Springs, a man died while lying in bed after a large tree broke and fell on his home. In Forsyth County, a female passenger died from a downed tree striking her vehicle. A third death was reported in Worth County, and two people have died in South Carolina. One died after a tree limb fell on him. A 21-year-old died in a car crash. 37 had died from Irma in the Caribbean, 10 in Cuba. So I live in Vegas, and, you know, Las Vegas, we really complain that we don't have a lot of vegetation. You know, it's desert, and we don't have a lot of trees. But trees could be some of the most deadliest things, you know, during, you know, the hurricane winds. It's frightening. So 6.7 million customers are without power. Now, that in and of itself is going to be a huge disaster. All right? It's hot in Florida. It's muggy. All right? Refrigerators aren't on. Okay? You know, people wanting to cook their foods, if they don't have their gas lines up and they can't, you know, that 6.7 million customers without power in North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, as well as Florida and Georgia. According to Eric Szilagyi, President and CEO of Florida Power and Light, warned Monday that people need to be prepared for some prolonged and extended outages. So the Floridians are heading home in heavy traffic. All right, they're going to be hungry, they're going to be tired, they're going to be upset, depressed, right, probably, you know, sleep-deprived, and in gridlock traffic. 6.5 million people in the state were ordered to evacuate. Some went to shelters, others decided to hunker down at home right out the storm. Many people that did hunker down, they did okay. The problem is now they're dealing with floodwaters and, looters. These looters, I tell you, anybody looting right now in the midst of all this, all right, because power's out, security cameras are off, and we saw people in broad daylight not even giving a damn that they could be videotaped, you know, stealing shoes, stealing, hitting stores, breaking windows, really, people, you know, and so, from what we understand with St. Martin, from what we understand, many of the residents on that island are pretty upset because there's not enough police force. And so, from what we're being told, there's stories of people running around with machete and, you know, martial law. And it's like, you know, that's what's so unfortunate when you have storms like this. It's like The Walking Dead. It's like, you know, sometimes people could be your worst enemy, worse than nature. And, for those people that didn't evacuate, you know, I know the news, you know, media outlets, they go, you know, you should have, that was dumb to not evacuate, et cetera. And I know some of you wanted to protect your home, wanted to protect your place of business. But again, how much can you protect against a whole, you know, group of looters? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.